Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Hello, friends. Thank you for joining me. I've decided to do a special bonus episode about two really important themes in our lives, transformation and letting go. And I thought it would be beneficial because I know of a lot of people who are experiencing these energies deeply and intensely. It can have you spinning. It can have you feeling powerless or fearful and emotional. You know, all these little things we get to experience on our human journey, right? And of course, I don't mean little, seriously. I mean that these are the things that really get to the heart of us, who we are and how we are moving through our lives. And I want to offer you some insights, some support, and also some astrological understandings around transformation and letting go. So I don't know how long this bonus episode will be, but it just felt right to put it out there. The other thing that I want to share with you before we get into this is that the whole reason I started as an author was to give messages that would help people. Because I've been through some really hard things in my life too, and deep transformation, deep periods of questioning and doubt and what's going on, and I'm scared or I don't understand what to do next. And that's just part of what comes up at times, and it's so personal to each of us. It's so different for each of us, and it can be helpful to hear other people's experiences and what they learned, what they came out of the fire with, where they reemerged on the other side of the darkness, just to know that you're not alone. So I also have right now a special on all 10 of my books. 10 of my books are 99 cents right now on all platforms, Amazon, Worldwide, Nook, Kobo, Apple, Smashwords. And I can't always do this, but when I can do it, I want to let you know in case you can download a book for 99 cents right now and it helps you. It has the message you need. It has the inspiration you need. So I wanted to share that with you, 10 books, 99 cents each, and I hope that something connects with you and supports you to know you're not alone. So I have to say that before I forget, because when I start talking about astrology, I forget other things. We have big Pluto and Neptune energies throughout our lives. They work with us in different ways. They are the two outermost planets. They're the furthest away from the sun. They are the slowest moving. They are the ones that move throughout your chart, and they move slowly. You know, they're the ones who give us big lessons, who bring in deep change, who require even more from us. So when we have big Pluto energies and big Neptune energies, either in your natal chart, meaning they work with you very personally, or by transit, as in they're transiting somewhere in your chart that's working with you personally, it brings up a lot of our fears. It brings up a lot of what's underneath us, inside us, emotionally, right? The things that create the pain or the heartache, the challenges, the struggle, all the things that, you know, show up at different times in our lives. But what I found really fascinating when I thought more in my astrologer's brain about Neptune and Pluto is that they share a common energy experience. And that common energy experience is letting go. Letting go to allow the energy to be experienced in a different way. Now, Neptune is the energy of dissolving and transcendence. It's a very spiritual energy. It's our higher self. It's understanding our connections to perhaps angels, guides, God, source, the universe, whatever works for you. Connecting to these parts of yourself that you can't see, that aren't tangible, that are otherworldly, right? And that sense of you have a vision, you have your intuition, you have the spiritual perspective. Neptune is about all of those bigger principles. It's about the fact that everything changes form, energy is always in motion. You know, we experience something physically because everything in physical form has a density to it. It has to in order to be here on the earth and to connect with gravity, right? Like everything that is in physical form connects with gravity. And so Neptune is the energies that rise above gravity. They're above you. They are the clouds. They are, it's the weather. It's what you can't see and the fog and the changing and the drifting, the visions. Neptune is your third eye opening. It is your seventh chakra, listening and receiving messages and feeling connected to something bigger than you. And so the Neptune energy provides a perspective that we know everything changes form. Everything leaves. Everything can dissolve and go away. Neptune in Pisces is associated with grief, like what we feel, human level feelings when we have to say goodbye to something, someone, an experience, a relationship, a part of your life, a part of yourself. It's the emotions of letting go. And right now, Neptune in Pisces is bringing that up. It amplifies that. Neptune is ruled by Pisces. And so when a planet is in its home sign, it's really comfortable in that energy. And it can go deeper and it can really be a more amplified experience of the energies because it's so comfortable in its home sign. You know, think about you go home and you kick off your shoes, you put down your bag, and you sit on your couch and, you know, do stuff in your home environment because it's your home, right? You can put your feet up on the couch if you want to. You're at home. So that's what the planets do when they're in their home signs, is they're just really comfortable. So right now, the Neptune and Pisces energy is meant to support us in being comfortable in our ability to feel and to allow those feelings to release us, to flow through us, to move through us so that we don't hold on to them. You're meant to release grief, right? Like you're meant to allow something to move through you, to have the tears fall, to feel the feelings so that they aren't stagnant and so that you can let them go. I don't know about you, but after I cry, I feel so good. Because you know how you get it out? And you're just like, oh, wow, like I got it out. And we can prevent ourselves from crying. We can prevent ourselves from feeling. That would be the ego coming in to take care of us and to have us maintain control. But when we're really opening up and awakening to all of our energy and all of who we are, we understand how emotions are important and how they are beautiful messengers of energy. In one of my books, The Art of Trapeze, I share with you how I moved to Paris and I had this big dream life and I worked at the embassy and I fell in love with a Turkish guy and I moved my cats across the Atlantic and I had my awesome apartment in Paris and I had my whole life, the life I always dreamed of. And it all started to fall apart. And it was over. And I went through what that was like, the grief, the loss, the powerlessness, everything that it brought up in me. And one of the understandings that I arrived at was about how emotion is a funny word because it's really E-motion, and the E stands for energy, energy in motion. And I wrote about that in this book. I published it in 2013, and I still forget at times, like, oh, right, it's okay to feel emotion because it's energy in motion, right? It's not meant to be something that we claim as part of our self-identity. It's something that moves through us. It's a part of an experience we're having, a temporary human experience that we're having. And if we can detach like Neptune and Pisces is all about, and allow it to move through us. Again, release, right? And you can feel lighter and you feel free and you feel that you got out what you had to get out. See, the human experience is temporary. So we look for certain ways to identify and know ourselves. And we say, this is my job, this is my title, this is where I'm from, this is who I am, this is my car, this is what I own. You know, and all those things are great. Believe me, I love my car. And I love money, and I love the things that we get to enjoy here in our human experience. It's not like it's bad. It's meant to support us. You know, we need food. So let's have some good food and let's break open a bottle of Prosecco and let's enjoy life, right? Let's eat the organic strawberries and enjoy the good music and just make the most of this world. That's the human experience. But the soul's experience is eternal and limitless. And it doesn't need to maintain or contain something, because the soul's experience, timeless. And so that is what this Neptune and Pisces energy is meant to remind us, that we're timeless. But that doesn't always fit in the human brain, in the ways we think, because, you know, like we have to worry about our paychecks and where's my money and I got to pay rent and I got to take care of this and, you know, I have my boss or I have my kids or I have, you know, we have things in our life that we have to take care of. And so that is part of the human experience, obviously, of, well, I have to have my responsibilities. I can't just tune out and sit on the couch all day, or I can't just go on vacations, or I can't, you know, we can't just drift away as the Neptune and Pisces energy wants us to do. But what we can do is incorporate the Neptune and Pisces energy that reminds us that we're having a temporary experience and we have to be strong enough to let things change and to let them go. And it's okay to feel grief, and it's okay to feel emotions and to feel sadness and to be pissed off and to be angry or to be hurt. I mean, that all comes with this package deal. Like, we're all here. We raised our hands and we said, yeah, I'm a soul and I would love to go down on earth and just have this whole crazy, crazy human ride. And part of that ride is the emotions and letting go. There's a part of you that understands that. And I think that's why you're listening to this show, as a reminder that you get it, right? And you look at all the ways that we experience letting go on a daily basis, or throughout our lives. I mean, think about the different places you've lived. You had to let go of something. I mean, think about when in your childhood you had your, you know, your favorite toy. Well, at some point you let that toy go. You outgrew it, or it was time to let it go. And then, you know, you think about the possessions that we have and we have to let those go, or relationships. You know, those are the big things. Those are really hard at times when it's not your choice, when you have to let it go, when it's not something you want to experience, but you understand you can't hold on to something that's already, you know, over. So we have all these things in our life that remind us about letting go. And I was thinking about the other day how even being pregnant and you're growing a child and you're, you know, there's this baby that's forming within you. Well, at some point, you have to give birth. And giving birth is letting go, right? You're letting go of it in this form so that this beautiful child can come out and be its own energy, its own fully formed energy. That is also letting go. So we're constantly letting go, and we don't always see it, but we're letting go of something. Every day we have to let go of today, at least for peace of mind. We have to let go of things, even though you can have those conversations spinning in your head or the things you wish you had said or, you know, stuff that comes up, but we have to let that go. And I feel that it's one of the most important things for us to master. And this Neptune and Pisces energy is asking each of us to master letting go in some area of our world. And the more you can do that, the more you can feel what that is and to let that happen, the more that you're going to feel lightening and lessening and free, and you're going to see yourself connected to the natural cycles of energy. And of course, there's that beautiful quote that the only constant is change. So Neptune in Pisces is always about how nothing is forever and everything changes form. And can you find the peace in that? And that's why in spiritual worlds, you know, we talk about gratitude and presence and being in the moment and unconditional love, because, you know, this moment is all we have, and then it changes form. I have to do this show. I was excited to do this show. And I'm like, well, then after the show, I have to go, you know, figure out something for dinner or, you know, do something outside with my son. So even this moment is going to change. And that's what we're built for. We forget that we're built for letting go and change and transformation. So then we look at the energy of Pluto. And Pluto is the furthest planet from the sun and the slowest moving in astrology. Pluto is associated with evolution. It's known as the evolutionary planet, and I always see it as it's the soul's evolution. There are other astrologers like myself who are evolutionary astrologers, and we look at how in this lifetime your soul chose certain experiences to evolve it, to transform your own energy, and to understand power dynamics within yourself and within the world, within, you know, the bigger playground of energies. Pluto is where we understand more about intention and motivation, how you can want something for yourself, or you could want it for a small purpose. This is where greed happens. This is where the lower energies of ego energies happen. This is competition. This is dominance. This is power and control over something in a small way, right, at a smaller level. But the higher perspective or the bigger perspective of Pluto is that ultimately when you step into your power that is deeply rooted in you in a healthy way, that actually benefits everyone involved. And so it's looking at the dynamics of power and the intentions around it. And are you feeling powerful in yourself in a way that allows other people to be powerful in who they are? I talk with other authors, and I'm always so excited for them, because publishing your book is a big deal. And then the first book especially, it's scary, it's exhilarating, you're thrilled, you're proud, you're anxious, it's all these things. And I'm always so excited to find other authors because they've been through it and they get it, right? And they're like, oh, yeah, and they did this and they did that. And I love hearing their stories or what they've learned. I also love connecting with other authors who want to support others, right? Like, think about whatever industry you're in, whether it's professionally or a hobby. Isn't it great to genuinely connect with somebody who feels powerful in themselves and what they do and what they offer, and they feel so powerful that they're happy to make you feel powerful, right? Or to help you feel good about what you're doing in the same industry or in the same, you know, hobby or profession. It's huge to find those people that are genuinely excited for you. And maybe it's not professionally. Maybe it's with your friends. Maybe it's, you know, your social circle or in your family. The people who allow you to be all of you and see it as a great thing. And, you know, sometimes we get rude awakenings about that. The other people really aren't happy for you, or they don't want you to be powerful. Or they don't want you to be yourself. And then that triggers the deep emotions inside, where you can feel the resentment or the anger, or you're like, I hate them. You know, they're an ass. They're a bitch. They're the worst person on the planet. Like, you get that deep emotional response because they're not recognizing your power. I would safe to say this happens across all spectrums of humanity. No matter where you are, where you came from, where you grew up, there's all these kind of power dynamics, right? This is all the Pluto energy. And we are each meant to step into more of our our original energy, like our soul's energy, your sense of self, your sense of who you are, that is always about you and never in competition, truly. Like your soul is not in competition with anybody else. That isn't even possible. It's not possible. But we get our human filters that think, oh, well, if you're an author and you're doing well, then that means I'm not going to do well. Like that some people can have that perspective, right? They assume that there's only room for one person at the top, or there's only room for one person to be really good at something, or they go into the plutonic energies. Again, power, control, manipulation, betrayal, like anything to feel powerful. That's Pluto. And what we're meant to learn, ultimately, is that at a soul level, again, each of us is here with power that is never in competition with anyone else, but you could have that perspective if you choose it, or you could have that perspective if you're highly unconscious, and safe to say, most of the world is. But when you own who you are, and that can happen through any number of life circumstances and situations, and you awaken to it and you awaken to what you're really about, your life changes significantly because you energetically change. It's sort of like, how do I explain this image? Okay, let's talk about perfume. This is random, I know. Say you're wearing one perfume when you're in your lower energy. You're not fully in your power, and you're like wearing this perfume, and it attracts certain people, and they like how you smell, and they want to sit close to you, and they're comfortable with you because they like your scent. They're like, this is a good one. And then you're like, I don't like this anymore. This isn't even me. I want to be more me. I want to do something that really values and owns who I am. You know, you're stepping into your power more. That, what happens is your perfume changes, right? Because you put down that spray and you're like, I'm done with this. I don't want to be this, you know, I don't want to wear this scent anymore. This is so Calvin Klein from 1994. I'm not going to wear this smell anymore. Like, I'm ready for a new scent. So then you put on a new perfume and other people disappear. And you're thinking, I feel so powerful. I feel so great. I love this. You love your energy. You love who you are. You've stepped into your power, right? You're like, this is me, and I love me. All those people or situations or life events or whatever were attracted to your old perfume, they disappear. And the perfume is meant to symbolize your energy field, okay, your aura. You change your perfume, and they're like, oh, no, that stinks, or I don't like that in you, and they're not meant to go forward with you. You've spent your time with them. You were there, you know, been there, done that, and you appreciate them, and you can find the good things about that connection, what you learned, how you grew, you know, all kinds of good things about that version of you. But now you've moved into a new version. You spritz on your new scent. You're like, this is me. That's what Pluto is like. It's like you're changing your energy field, and you're changing it in a way that's significant. It's really that transformation of a death and rebirth. Pluto is associated with the phoenix rising from the ashes. And when you do that kind of transformation with the understanding that you're doing it for your best and highest good, and you're not doing it to harm or hurt others. That's huge. That kind of intention is huge to be aware of. You're like, I'm stepping into who I am because this is who I'm here to be. This is my contributions to humanity. My energy comes alive when I'm really in my power, and this is the transformation into all of me. And when you own that fully and completely, that is Pluto supporting you, supporting your soul's evolution. With Pluto currently in Capricorn, we're all doing this in a way that honors our own self-mastery, our responsibilities, our sense of purpose, it's why we're going through career changes and professional changes, because you're like, this isn't even what I want to be doing in my life. Pluto in Capricorn is showing you more of your purpose, more of where you feel you can contribute through a career, to society, to community. You know, do something that really is in alignment with you. But that can be through a really hard situation. It can be through destruction, power struggles, a job loss, something changing in all of your areas of your life. There's things that come up with Pluto that are really emotionally intense. Now, Pluto is ruled by Scorpio. And Scorpio is a water sign. And I thought it's so fascinating how both Pluto and Neptune are ruled by water signs. Water signs. Let it go. Let it flow. Let it move. You know, water, you know, we look at our planet and how so much of the planet is covered in water, how our bodies are composed mostly of water, how we need to drink water. I mean, you look at that and you're like, well, everything flows. It's meant to flow. It's meant to move. And our egos can shut it down. Our minds can shut things down. We want stability. We want reliability. We want security. But at a higher level, we're meant to keep transforming. And so what you have to do is check in with yourself and where that transformation is serving you in the highest and best possible way. And it truly isn't about competition or, you know, anyone else. It's not about revenge. You got to watch out for that with Pluto. Pluto can be revenge. It can be spiteful. It can be jealous. You have to get clear about the intentions. But we're meant to transform in our lives. I mean, even just physically, right? When we grow from being an infant to an adult, and how the body grows, how we're meant to be able to feel strong in ourselves and powerful in ourselves as a transformation is underway. Now, we see a lot of this in an unhealthy way. Even the fact that there can only be like a number one, right? For, say, a sports team on the bestseller list, at the movie theaters, number one, right? It's very, it's a patriarchal system of like, well, there has to be just number one, the best, that's it. There's only space for one. But when you expand the energies, you can see, well, everyone has something that they're good at or that they can excel at. That doesn't mean that other people, that someone else loses. Do you know what I mean? It's sort of like they're, and I don't mean that to sound idealistic, but it's the understanding that you can be the best of you, and that doesn't mean that someone else cannot be the best of them. So the Pluto energy is where you step into your mastery, you step into your truth, you step into who you really are because you're stepping into your power. And in order to do that, you're letting go of an older version of yourself. And you're letting go of what no longer serves you, and you're tossing out the old perfume. Sorry, Calvin Klein. I just had to use it, that example. But do you see what I mean? So the more that you can just trust that this is part of what we signed up for, this is part of what we're made for, and of course you're strong enough for it because you're here, to know that you've got what you need even when you can't see it, but can you feel it? And can you allow yourself to be honest and genuine with who you are, what you're about, how you feel, and own it, and own it? Because our energies require that from us, that we just own our feelings, we own our emotions, and we own it in a way that's self-loving, and that's what makes you stronger, and that's what gets you through the day-to-day stuff. When the path is uncertain or unclear, it will be. It will change, because remember, everything's going to change anyways. So even if you're going through something hard, it's not going to last. So I hope this show gave you insights and info that's timely for you. I really felt that I had to get this out right now. so I trust that it's reaching the ears it needs to reach. Thank you so much for listening, my friends. I'll be back live every Wednesday for a new episode. In the meantime, you can find me over at consciouscoolchic.com, and I hope you have a beautiful day ahead. Thank you.